Welcome to the Wallace Element. I'm your host, Barry Wallace. This is episode number 3, and the date is March 31st, 2024. Well, I'll be damned if the criminal-in-chief isn't at it again, showing his ass to the American people. You probably already know by now of the picture he shared on his social platform. He calls it Truth Social. Now, I don't know about the social part, but about the truth part? Now, the picture was evidently taken and posted elsewhere by one of Trump's MAGA idiots. I haven't seen it, but I've read on multiple platforms that it's an image of Joe Biden hogtied and gagged. I'm told it's on the tailgate of a pickup truck. The fact that someone did this is not particularly newsworthy. I mean, just consider the source. This type of thing has also been popping up in posts by both regressives and progressives for years now. I've seen any number of drawings or manipulated photos showing Trump in handcuffs or being handcuffed, behind bars, wearing the standard orange prison jumpsuit, and so on. So what's different about this one by an idiot MAGAite? Well, a couple of things. First, the photo goes far over the line by picturing our president not in jail or handcuffed on his way to jail, but hogtied and gagged, a much more violent and violence-provoking image. Second, this one was reposted by a former president about the current president. You know, the leaders of a nation are expected and must be expected to be above that kind of thing. Trump obviously is not. For him, this crass, gutter-level act simply proves that he is a demented individual who likely is well suited to run a criminal enterprise or perhaps a porn magazine, but not ever, a country, any country, our country. Now, later on, I'll be making the point that MAGAites support Trump because he is exactly like them and they are exactly like him, but that picture effectively illustrates both him and them. You know, Trump also continues to threaten violence against those who testify against him and those in the legal system who are taking action against his crimes. Gag orders don't stop him, and so far, no judge or other legal entity has had the courage to stop him from putting them and their family members in the crosshairs of his violent criminal base. Since Trump once occupied the White House, I shudder in both anger and terror just writing those words, and he must never be allowed in there again, the legal system has consistently bent over backward and done somersaults to show that they are treating him fairly. The result is that he's been given treatment far more privileged, ridiculously more privileged than you, me, or anyone else charged with the crimes for which he's on trial. Donald Trump is making a mockery of the legal system. It has to stop. Now, he must be given a firm directive in few words to shut his mouth or he will go straight to jail. And then that directive must be enacted the moment he defies it. I mean, he was out of favors a long, long time ago. And would someone please make that known to Friends of Trump Judge Eileen Cannon down in Florida? And speaking of MAGAites, someone posted a picture of Kansas City Chiefs Travis Kelce at the beach with Taylor Swift, and in it, Travis is wearing a white t-shirt that says, Trump won. That photo is fake, folks. You can check the Snopes website address in the blog version of the Wallace Element and find out the details. Now let's talk about some other villains. I'll be including observations on American villains on a regular basis. Now please note that unless I specifically say otherwise, none of the villains I talk about have committed any crimes or, to the best of my knowledge, broken any laws. I speak of villains who, in my opinion, do not exhibit the best interests of the American public, specifically the American worker, or the environment and wildlife. First up is Walmart. This from Robert Reich. Walmart hiked prices on its great value brands. The result? Its net income spiked 93% to $10.5 billion towards the end of 2023. Walmart rewarded shareholders with $5.9 billion in buybacks and dividends. And when I say price gouging is driving inflation, this is what I mean. That's from economist and former government servant Robert Reich. And then there's the oil industry's shining example, ConocoPhillips, which is ripping apart the Arctic tundra for oil profits. Screw the environment, screw the wildlife that lives there, and screw anything else that does not generate a nice, big, fat profit for the greedmeisters in the oil and gas industries. And a shout-out to the most humble of men, Larry Fink, CEO of the investment firm BlackRock. His base salary was $1.5 million in 2022 as part of a total pay package of $25.2 million, according to a regulatory filing. And his net total worth is estimated at $1.2 billion, according to Yahoo Finance. Now, he believes that Americans should work longer. Oh, yeah. He thinks it's crazy that Americans can retire at age 65. Well, I'll tell you what, Greedmeister Fink, instead of that, let's make sure all Americans are paid a good living wage with good benefits so they can afford to do silly things like raise their children and send them to college, live in a nice house, and take a vacation now and then without having to take out a second mortgage, and actually save for their retirement, huh? Until then, the only crazy one I see in the room is the $1.2 billion guy whose riches are made possible by all of the little people whose labor make his wealth possible, while they are victimized and underpaid and underappreciated. Which brings me to a wild thought. How about a one-day nationwide sick-out? Yeah, one day on which everyone earning less than, say, $25 an hour is deathly ill and can't make it. And I mean everybody. Just think of the chaos, the breakdown of manufacturing and industry that day. Oh, yeah, exactly that. I mean, let's find out how wealthmeisters do for just one day without the people who actually make them rich. And here's another wild thought for you. What if the Supreme Court of Trump decides that Der Fuhrer Adolf Trump is in fact immune from charges stemming from all of the crimes he committed as president and ex-president? He gets a clean slate for an attempted coup, theft of government documents, sharing classified documents with foreign citizens and enemy agents. It's all okay, because, of course, Donald Trump demands it. Well, if the court's members of Trump's gang do decide to do this, I just hope they do it soon, as in before the election, because, you see, then that same ruling would also apply to current President Joe Biden, who would immediately have immunity for anything he does. I mean, after all, if one president is awarded unassailable total dominion over our government, every other president, perforce, has to be awarded the same thing. And we wouldn't have to worry about a dictator Trump anymore, because President Biden could just decide to stay in office. He could conduct the 2024 election any way he chooses, declare himself president for life, restructure the government as he wishes, inform the Congress and SCOTUS their services will no longer be needed. You know, all of the exact same things Trump is anxious to do, and with full immunity. We wouldn't have to have any concerns about Joe Biden's age or successor either. When he's ready to step down, he could just appoint, oh, Barack Obama as president again, or maybe Hillary Clinton. Oh, sure, American democracy would be gone. We would still change from a constitutional democratic republic to a dictatorship, but at least we'd have a good guy in charge who cares about silly little things like the environment, the average American worker, women's health, infrastructure, supporting our allies, taxing the wealthy their fair share, and all kinds of other things that Herr Trump cares not at all about. Joe would be able to make sure that the next declared president would be one who shared those same sympathies and concerns. And, of course, he could really deal with Trump then, too. I wonder what SEAL Team 6 is doing these days. What's that, Magites? You don't like it? Of course you don't. You only like it if your Fuhrer can be in charge, right? Speaking of Magites, an interviewer recently asked one, "Why do you support Donald Trump?" Well, she rambled a bit and then found the five golden words that motivated her. She said, "Because he's just like me. Cue the fireworks, the national anthem, bring in some dancing girls. She just achieved complete clarity in one short sentence. I think, though, it's unlikely she realized the dark truth she had just confessed. You see, the inescapable fact here is that if you support somebody, especially to the point of voting for them, you really are just like them. You're saying loud and clear you approve of them because they're what? Oh, yes, that's it. They're just like you. Racism? That's okay. Criminality? No problem. Complete lack of morality? That's fine. Grab women by their private parts? suggest that any member of government who disobeys your wishes be hanged, call out their Nazi-esque mobs to attack, smash, burn, and kill, attack judges and their families, along with poll workers who refuse to fix the vote for them, announce loudly their absolute right to be dictator? Sure. Why not? Think, suburban Karen. Think. If they're just like you, you're just like them, and there is no way you can talk yourself around it. Moving right along now. With more unhappy realities about Donald Trump, forensic psychiatrist Dr. John Gartner was recently reported on Yahoo News discussing the physical signs of Donald Trump's mental deterioration. He said, "Not enough people are sounding the alarm that based on his behavior, and in my opinion, Donald Trump is dangerously demented. In fact, we are seeing the opposite among too many in the news media, the political leaders, and among the public. There's also this focus on Biden's mistakes and other things that are well within the normal limits of aging. By comparison, Trump appears to be showing signs of dementia. Brains Biden is aging, Trump's brain is dementing." Dr. Gartner's attempts to sound the alarm about Trump's behavior have been joined by the hundreds of medical professionals who have signed his change.org petition. "We diagnose Trump with possible dementia, a petition for licensed professionals only." And then there is this. NBC recently hired Rona McDaniel, one-time head of the Republican National Committee, and then fired her a few days later, after powerful backlash from the legitimate news staff at MSNBC led by Rachel Maddow's 29-minute takedown of the hiring. And since then, some other people in the news have said, "Oh, no, 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 NBC should have kept McDaniel on the payroll because a legitimate news organization needs varied viewpoints." Well, folks, Geraldo Rivera and the others should respectfully keep their mouths shut. Yes, varied viewpoints are important until they're not, due to, let's say, criminal behavior, actual support of an attempted coup, attempts to persuade government officials to refuse to certify a legitimate election, actual spreading of lies about an election. Then, not so much. McDaniel's words and actions were those of someone embedded in the attempted insurrection. End of story. And P.S., Geraldo Rivera, Rachel Maddow has the background and legitimacy and intellect you only dream of. Maybe you should try once more to find Al Capone's gold. And let's close with some good news out of Ohio. U.S. steel manufacturer Cleveland-Cliffs announced it will decarbonize its Ohio and Pennsylvania plants thanks to funding from the Inflation Reduction Act and the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law. These efforts will slash emissions, keep thousands of jobs in people's hometowns, and stimulate the local economy while simultaneously saving Cleveland-Cliffs millions of dollars each year. Plus, there's this. The state greenlit the Oak Run project, which will be the largest solar installation in Ohio and the biggest agrivoltaics project, which combines farming and solar generation on the same plot of land, in the country. It includes batteries that will power the farm even when the sun isn't shining, generating millions in revenue and economic activity in the region each year. These are examples of what's possible when leaders from across the aisle come together to invest in smart, innovative solutions like clean energy. It's a win for our environment, the future of our planet, the economy, and working people too. On behalf of progressives, you're welcome, America. And now I'd like to share a quote with you from Founding Father Thomas Jefferson. All of the frenzied Christian nationalists out there are especially encouraged to pay attention. Jefferson wrote in a letter to the Baptist Church in Danbury, Connecticut, "I contemplate with sovereign reverence that act of the whole American people which declared that their legislature should make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, thus building a wall of separation between church and state." The meaning of what Jefferson wrote is profound in its simplicity. It means that every American has the right to worship whatever religion they choose or not to worship at all, that every religion is to be respected, and that the government shall not attach itself to any one religion. Thus, separation of church and state. And with that, I am out of time. Until next time, this is the Wallace Element, and I'm Barry Wallace. Ciao.